you seen from rookie quarterback Derek Carr?
You know, he's a one of those quarterbacks where he's more athletic than he looks. He's not going to run the ball a lot, but he's one of those quarterbacks that can, you know, really string plays out and get the ball deep down the field.
He doesn't take many sacks. Let him
right. He gets off that ball. Yeah, he gets off the ball really quick. So he knows. I mean, if you blitz him, even if you rush him, it really doesn't matter. He's going to get the ball off quick. He's going to dump it down to his, you know, running back or, you know, short passes to make sure he keeps the game, you know, close.
DeMarcus, when you see rookie quarterbacks, and you've played a long time, do rookie quarterbacks maybe excite you a little more just because they haven't seen everything yet, so, you know, you can fool them some?
You know, sometimes it really always boils down to the offensive line, you know, how they, you know, going to have their blocking scheme or, you know, if we blitz or, you know, bring some type of zone package to them, you know, how they going to see it. And majority of the time it is a quarterback that's calling the protections, and sometimes you can, you know, trick him because of the lack of experience. But, you know, he can run also, so you got to be leery of that too.
What have you seen out of their offensive line?
They're a really big offensive line, really physical. They're a good offensive line, and we have to really, first of all, stop the run this week, and we have to get pressure on the quarterback this week.
DeMarcus, the guys had a lot of confidence in the game plan going into New England. Afterward, multiple guys said there were some communication issues. Could you sense that, and what is being done to kind of fix it going forward this week?
When it comes down to communication, it always starts in the meetings. And, I mean, we've already corrected what we needed to correct from last game. Every scheme that we go into every week is always the best scheme for us. And we're doing the same thing this week, and we're just ready for whatever comes at us this week.
What have you seen out of Nate Irving? How big has he been this season, and what kind of blow is that for his defense?
It's a big blow for our defense, knowing how he's been a big communicator for us, but also, you know, Brandon Marshall have always stepped up to the plate. And, I mean, the guys that are filling for Nate this week, they've been – I really hadn't seen, like, a lull or some type of, you know, miscommunication or whatever, you know, this week. Those guys, I mean, they're playing really well. And that's one thing about this team. Our twos are just as good as our ones. So when they come in there and play, there's not any lag.
Looking back, sorry about this, but New England against Kansas City 6 weeks ago looked like they couldn't block anybody. Obviously, they fixed that. What did you see as a pass rusher that New England did pretty well as far as, you know, a much better job blocking, obviously, in the last few weeks?
I wouldn't say it was a much better job blocking. I would just say the quarterback knows if he'd been sacked 8 times, you know, a couple games before that, you know you need to get off the ball a lot quicker. And, you know, sometimes when you add extra guys in the box and we're doing 3-man rush, 3 against 6, you're not going to have as effective rush in the pocket, and you got to, you know, cover. And so it's a two-headed monster. You got to have the guys up front doing what they need to do and the guys in the back doing what they need to do, and everybody be on the same page.
TJ's been in a similar position, big name, coming to a new team. What is he like on the field? Do you sense his leadership, you know, him being a vocal guy out there on his defense?
Yeah, TJ's a really vocal guy. I mean, in the huddle today, I mean, he was like, you know, let's guys huddle up, let's, you know, communicate, let's get everything on point. Because the day is the day, for me, is dime day. It's called really pass rush day, right, where, you know, you're putting in your blocking schemes, you're putting in what type of blitzes you're going to do. And it's really big knowing that, you know, what type of leadership he's brought from the cornerback core, and especially in the huddle. He keeps a lot of things in line, so I'm glad to have him as my teammate.